Okay, so are you ready for another deep dive?
Always. What are we looking at this time?
Well, today we're switching things up a bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Instead of diving into some serious research paper or a dense historical text, we're taking a trip to the museum.
Ooh, I love museums. What kind of museum are we talking about here? Art? History? Science?
Well, all of those things are pretty cool,
Right.
but this time we're diving into a children's short story.
Oh, wow. That's a fun change of pace.
Yeah, I think it'll be a nice break from some of the more intense topics we've covered recently.
I agree. Children's stories can be so imaginative and engaging, even for, well, non-children like us, right?
Absolutely. They often have these universal themes and simple truths that resonate with everyone, no matter their age.
Exactly. Plus, they're usually a lot of fun.
Exactly. So, the story we're looking at today is called The Mystery of the Blue Sparkle Gemstone.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing.
It is. It's about these two kids, Cody and Tika.
Okay.
And they go on a school trip to the museum.
I remember those days.
Yeah. And this museum sounds amazing. The story describes it as being filled with giant dinosaur bones, sparkling jewels, and all sorts of other fascinating exhibits.
Wow, they really went all out with the descriptions.
Right. You can practically imagine yourself right there in the museum with Cody and Tika, surrounded by all these incredible
Oh,
artifacts.
absolutely. I can practically hear the echoing footsteps in the halls and smell that, that old museum smell, like old books and maybe a hint of dust.
Yeah, exactly. So Cody and Tika are wandering through the museum, taking in all the sights. And then Cody notices something strange. The blue sparkle gemstone, which is supposed to be the museum's most prized exhibit,
Yeah.
it's gone, missing from his case.
Oh no. Is it stolen?
Well, that's what Cody and Tika think at first.
I mean, it makes sense, right? A missing gemstone sounds like a classic heist.
Exactly. And they're determined to get to the bottom of it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I bet they'd make great detectives.
Oh, they really would. The story describes them acting like those famous detectives, searching for clues and trying to piece together what happened.
Oh, I love that. Do they like use magnifying glasses and wear funny hats?
Well, the story doesn't say about the hats, but they definitely take their detective roles very seriously.
That's
I
adorable.
know, right? And then they find their first clue.
Ooh, what is it? A fingerprint? A strand of hair?
Even better. A trail of sparkly blue glitter.
Glitter! That's a pretty fabulous clue. Who leaves a trail of glitter?
Right, it's like the thief wanted to be found.
Maybe it was a magpie. They love shiny things.
Maybe. Anyway, Cody and Tika decide to follow the glitter trail, and it leads them all over the museum.
I bet that was fun. A museum-wide chase following a trail of glitter.
Exactly. And the trail leads them to all sorts of cool exhibits.
Oh, like what?
Well, first, it takes them to this giant painting of a pirate ship, like a really detailed, life-size one.
Wow.
Yeah. Then they race over to the T-Rex skeleton, the one they were admiring earlier.
Oh, I bet they were looking for clues near its giant teeth or something.
Maybe. The story doesn't say exactly where they looked, but it describes them searching high and low for the next clue.
I bet they were getting pretty good at spotting things others might miss by then, like real detectives.
Yeah, all that practice honing their observation skills.
Right.
Okay, so they finally end up at a statue of an Egyptian cat.
Interesting. Those ancient Egyptians really loved their cats.
They did. And hidden near the cat statue, they find it, the blue sparkle gemstone.
They found it. I knew they would. So it wasn't stolen after all.
Turns out the whole thing was a scavenger hunt.
A scavenger hunt. That's a fun twist.
Right. And they meet this sweet old lady who was watching them the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah, and she gives them these special junior detective stickers for solving the mystery.
That's awesome. They totally earned those stickers.
They did. And I think this whole story really highlights how much fun it can be to explore and discover things, whether you're at a museum or just out in the world.
Absolutely. It's all about being curious and paying attention to your surroundings.
Exactly. You never know what mysteries you might uncover.
So true.
Oh.
So, next time you visit a museum, maybe you could imagine your own scavenger hunt. What kind of mystery would you want to solve?
That's a great question to ponder. All right, until next time, happy exploring, everyone.
Bye.